Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that when that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even our lives. Our Heavenly Father, I pray this day for clarity of message, for understanding of hearts. Lord, I pray that you show us a clear light, a clear path that is your way. And we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. We are living in very troubled times. We're seeing people beheaded because of what they believe God wants them to do. We're seeing wars and hearing rumors of wars on every area. And we have seen military weapons on our streets. We do not know what's to come for our children and our grandchildren and ourselves. We hope that we can make it from this payday to next payday. We're seeing prices go up, job opportunities go down. And everyone believes that they know the reason. Let me tell you what the reason is. We have left God. That's the reason. God teaches us how to care for one another and how to lift up one another and how to put ourselves second rather than our own selfishness first. Here the apostle is telling us that we have went through troubled times. He said, now here's a guy that has saw the Lord. Here's a guy that saw a miracle of his eyes being opened after he had been blinded by seeing Jesus. He is the one that gave his life totally to Christ, worked for him, wrote most of the New Testament. And he said, you know of the troubles we had in Asia. Now you would think that a fellow like that, God would protect so much that he wouldn't have noticed any troubles, that he wouldn't have had any trials, that he wouldn't have had any difficulties, that God would have just cleared the path for him so everything would have been rosy. That's what a lot of Christians believe. I've had Christians come to me and say, preacher, I never had any problems till I became a Christian. Really? How soon we forget you had no place to take your problems before you became a Christian. Now listen what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 10. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in this body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. He said, you can beat us up, you can beat us down, but we will not die. He said, we will continue to stand, we'll continue to get up, we'll continue to go on because Jesus Christ rose from the dead and because of his resurrection we live. The winds of trouble have blown all through the Bible. We talked about the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in the fiery furnace. We've talked about Daniel being in the lion's den. We talked about Joseph being cast into prison and Paul shipwrecked and beaten with stripes and Peter was sent to prison and John was exiled to the island of Patmos and James had his head cut off and David fled from Saul and Samson had his eyes put out. But we still preach prosperity. That's what's wrong with the church. The church thinks that when you become a Christian, you're going to get your new car and your new house and everything's going to go just fine. God didn't say that he would stop the storm. God said he will see you through the storm. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 34, 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. I can tell you this, at 64 years old, many have been the afflictions, but God has delivered me from all of them. Here I stand, and it's only by the grace of God that I stand. And here you stand, and it's only by his grace that you stand. Clyde Gordon, who was completely paralyzed from his neck down, and he edited the Triumph magazine, he said this, Christ is no security against storms, but he is perfect security in the storm. He does not promise an easy passage, but he does guarantee a safe landing. It's been said the road to success is always under construction. Those of us in Toledo understand that. It may take you a little longer, but you can still get there. You may have to go around and you may have to improvise, but you don't have to compromise where you're going. You can still get there. And the road to success is paved, is always under construction. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 says, there hath no temptation or trouble taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation and trouble also make a way to escape. Sometimes I bow my head and I say, Lord, you must think I'm a lot stronger than what I think I am. And I think we all believe that because there are times when we think, Lord, how am I going to get through it? I can't get through this any further. And that's why we need to treat everyone with respect and be good to everyone, because we don't know what that person is going through. And we also know that God is no respecter of person. It's going to rain on you, on the just and the unjust, just alike. I have a few things that ways that God will use the problems and the trials that you have went through. And here's some of the ways that God is, if you're going through a trouble or a trial or a tribulation, here's some of the things that God has done in the past and he may be doing with you. And I want you to look for these in your trouble. He uses them to direct us. The Bible says in Psalms chapter or Proverbs 20, verse 30, the blueness of a wound cleanses away evil. And God sometimes uses that push in order to push us in another direction, in order to close a door that we thought would be open. Sometimes people have lost a job. It was the best thing ever happened to them. I've told this story before, but it fits here so well, and I know you want to hear it again. Hey, when you've been at a church for 29 years, and it's 29 years, the Sunday after Labor Day, when I came here, that's kind of today. You hear a lot of the same stories, but I will tell you something, I'm matured and I'm getting better at telling them. There was this man that went down to the Church of God because the Church of God put in a paper that he needed a job. They needed a janitor. And he went down and he applied for the janitor's job. And he went in and he met the pastor. And the pastor said, Charlie, we love to have you as a janitor. He says, now when the phone rings, he says, all you need to do is answer the phone because we don't have a secretary and write down the message and give it to me. And he said, well, I can't do that. He said, I can't read or write. And he said, well, Charlie, as much as we'd like to have you have this job, if you can't read or write, you can't have the job. So Charlie went home and his wife cried and he said to his wife, she said, we need shoes for the kids. They're starting school. What are we going to do? He said, well, we have an abundance of tomatoes and cucumbers. I'll go out in the corner and I'll sell them. So he picked his garden. He went out and he sold them. And about that time when he got them sold, a watermelon truck came through and he bought all the truck full of watermelons. Pretty soon he bought something else. He had a corner market there. He had a grocery store there, and he was making money hand over fist. His wife said, Charlie, we need to use the bank. The chest of drawers is full of cash. He said, okay, let's get some grocery bags. And he and her filled up grocery bags and filled up the car. And they went to the bank and they set it on the president's desk. He said, I would like to put this money in the bank. And he said, well, let me have my tellers count it. And they counted it out as $2.4 million. And he said, Charlie, it's $2.4 million. He said, here, just fill out this deposit slip. Charlie said, I'd fill it out, but I can't read or write. He said, you made $2.4 million and you can't read or write, Charlie? What would you do if you could read or write? He said, I'd been the janitor down at the Church of God. You are so kind. You listened to that all the way through, didn't you? Sometimes God directs us by closing a door. Sometimes God puts us through a trial so that we can be what we need to be. And when God puts us through that trial, we plow under our pride, plow under our values and our appetite for sin and lust, and we think about the problem, and it gets us out of the mess we're in. Sometimes these trials, they inspect us. Bible says in James 1, verses 2 and 3, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. People are like tea bags. You really don't know what's in them until you get them in hot water. And sometimes God allows us to go into hot water so we can see just who we are. I remember when I was a young preacher that one of our men went up to a little uptown and he was passing out tracts and somebody got on top of a bar and he dumped a thing of beer on him. Being about 25 years old, I got angry. I matured a little. And I said, we're going up to the bar. And I took about eight guys about my age and we went up to the bar. And somebody came by and he smacked me right here. And I looked at him and said, are you finished or you want the other side? It was the strongest testimony I ever had. Now, I wouldn't have went up there again or let a crowd up there again because I don't think that was a way to handle it. But I will tell you this. I never knew I could turn my cheek until I was hit. And sometimes you'll never know how you've grown in the Lord until somebody takes a swat at you. And you refuse to swing back. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. There are trials that you will go through that you will learn something about your Christian faith and you'll realize I am deeper than what I thought I was. My faith is stronger than what I thought it was. God uses it to correct us. Psalms 117:71 says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. It's good for you to sometimes touch a stove to learn that it's really hot. To learn that you don't lean against it because you touched it with your finger. My dad always told me I always learned the hard way. That meant I didn't listen well. He said, don't touch the stove. I wanted to see why. And sometimes we have to learn that way. Sometimes God uses that to correct us. And he puts us through those situations to correct us in order to move us into the direction he wants us to go into. In order to know that we need to stay away. Some of these college kids, they think they're strong enough to go into some of these parties, and they realize when they get there, they get so uncomfortable and under conviction that they must just walk away. God sometimes uses trials and tribulations to connect us. David said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. I haven't been to a funeral in my life that I've had that there haven't been family members there that they hadn't seen one another in a long time. Friends that hadn't seen one another in a long time. Affliction brings people together. Sickness in the hospital will bring people together. I've seen children come in that didn't have anything to do with their parents for years and years and years, but they hear their mama's dying or their daddy's dying and they show up. Sometimes it takes a hard time in order for God to do His work and to bring people back into our lives. Sometimes it takes a time of trouble to make things right with God. I've led people to the Lord on their deathbed, and it was a true conversion. I've seen people make up with people when they're dying that they would never have made up with before. Because the things of the world grow strangely dim when we're going through that hard time in our life. Sometimes He uses His power to protect us. Genesis 50:20. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is that this day, to save much people alive. God is the only true surge protector. And God did that by allowing Joseph be traded into the land of Egypt. And what they meant for evil, God meant for good, because He was protecting His people. Sometimes I wonder how I get to the place where I'm at. And then I say, I must trust God because He knows where I'm at. I know the doors that have opened, and I've tried to step through those doors as they open. I've tried not to press a door that wasn't open. And when you do that, you'll be surprised what God can do. It perfects us. Romans says, and now, not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Psalm 71:19, God who is like unto thee, thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. Romans 8:28, and all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. He perfects us. We need to understand as we're going through trials and we're seeing trials on every side that God is doing something in our life. He is directing us. He is inspecting us. He is correcting us. He is connecting us, and He is protecting us, and He is perfecting us, and He is also projecting us into the new way. The Bible says, Philippians 1:12, but I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Paul said, the things that have happened to me, I've been chained to a guard. I've been imprisoned. He said, I've been in a house prison. These things have happened so that the gospel can go forth. So he was content. There is no better life than a life of contentment. Knowing that you have served a living God who kicked open the grave. When I was in the Navy, we flew along the East Coast. And I'd fly most weeks, 3 days a week. And we'd fly in some terrible weather sometimes. Sometimes there were hurricanes coming and there were cyclones coming and the weather planes would go out. And what they would do is they'd get on the leading edge of that, and when they get on the leading edge of that, they'd save them fuel and they'd go a lot faster because they use the winds for their favor. And on the way back, they would go on the other edge of it in order to bring them back. And what you would see is the storm propelled them into a place where they needed to be. An eagle, when a storm comes, an eagle finds the highest spot that it can find on earth. And then it sets its wings so when the storms come through, that the eagle is lifted above the storm, and the eagle is soaring above the storm while the storm goes on beneath. That's the same thing God does. So when we start going through the storm, we need to reach to the highest place with God that we can. And we do that by bowing our knees before Him and saying, God, show me your will. And He will lift us above the storm and we will soar above the storm. And people will look at Christians and say, how do they do it? People don't want to be like Christians today because we use the same power lines and the power tools that the world uses. We see ministers as salesmen. We see churches as businesses. What we need to do is see God as God. And God can take a guy like me from a little town of 200 people in a little community, a C student, not an A student, and do whatever he wants, because it isn't me, it's him. And he can do the same thing with our kids today. Well, preacher, what would have you been if you'd have been an A student? Probably the janitor down at the Baptist church. James 1:12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. For God has marked each sorrowing day and numbered each secret tear. In heaven's long age of bliss shall pay, for all his children suffer here. Trouble is a simple factory that God is using to manufacture the type of product he wants us to be. I want to read a poem. This poem I did not write, but I wish I would have. He sat by a fire of sevenfold heat as he watched by the precious ore. And closer he bent with a searching glaze, and he heated it more and more. He knew he had ore that could stand the test. He wanted the finest gold. The mold is a crown for the king to wear, set with gems with a price untold. So he laid our gold in the burning fire, though we fain would have said to him no. And he watched in dross that we had not seen as it melted and passed away. And the gold grew brighter and yet more bright, but our eyes were so dim with tears. We saw but the fire, not the master's hand, and questioned the anxious fears. Yet our gold shone out with a richer glow, and it mirrored a form above, of him bent o'er the fire, unseen by us, with a look of infallible love. Can we think that it pleased his loving heart to cause us a moment's pain? Ah, no, but he saw through the present cross to bliss the eternal gain. So he waited there with a watchful eye, with a love that is strong and sure, and his gold did not suffer a bit more heat than was needed to make it pure. Remember this, Adam and Eve's troubles were solved when God stopped by and met their need. Noah's problem was solved by a God who cared. Joseph was released from prison to deliver the children of Israel across the Red Sea by God. Elijah got God's help in getting some rain, and Paul and Silas were set free from the Philippian jail. And God's saving hand is in motion to touch you and to heal you and heal the broken lives and to lift you up. But we must look to him in order to have that happen. He is our buckler. He is our strength. So as you go through trial, get your eye on him and say, God, direct me. God, inspect me. God, correct me. God, connect me. God, protect me. God, perfect me. God, project me that I might do your will. Shall we stand? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, it's hard to thank you for the trials, but for those of us who have been through trials, we know that you know what you're doing. So, Lord, some trials come because of our own making. But when we seek you, we'll be purified as fine gold. So, Lord, I pray that you bless us, strengthen us, and give us faith that wherever we stand, you stand with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.